Coming today on Negotiate Your Best Life with Rebecca Zung.
And if we don't get those elements, I call it psychological nutrients. If we don't get those psychological nutrients, then we're not really building that core sense of self. And if we don't have anybody to turn to, then we will start borrowing energy, that vampiring that takes place. And we borrow people's energy because we don't want to, the person doesn't want to collapse inside. And so that's where the other person will feel sucked dry.
So the big questions are these. How can we navigate and negotiate every situation in our lives, in our career, in our businesses, in our relationships, and even with ourselves for our own self-worth? In other words, what if you could win every time and have no losers? Let's face it, we're not negotiating just to buy a car or for a pay raise. We are negotiating for living in every aspect of our lives. How can we do that powerfully, successfully, and victoriously? Those are the questions, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Rebecca Zung, and welcome to the time where you negotiate your best life. Judy Rosenberg. I have Dr. Judy Rosenberg here. Welcome to my show, Negotiate Your Best Life. I'm so excited to have you here with me today.
Thank you.
You are so accomplished, and you do all kinds of things in the field of psychology, but specifically on how to heal quickly from the trauma and the PTSD that people have felt from dealing with narcissists or having a narcissist in their life or in a relationship with narcissists for even years at a time.
Yes.
You've come up with some incredible tools for people to heal from that. So I want to get into all of that. But first, Judy, tell us more about you, more about your background, how you got where you are.
Sure. So just a little bit about my cultural background. I was born in Budapest, Hungary. I'm a survivor of Holocaust parents.
And amazing.
Yeah. And my mission since I was a little girl was to heal the world. I just thought that if I personally don't heal the world is going to blow up. So can you imagine the responsibility?
Oh my God.
I've got to do something. You know, if I don't do something, everybody's going to blow up. So
I think
it started somewhere in there at a very early age. And then I, like yourself, had children. I have two grown sons and a beautiful grandson, beautiful family. And I think my first experience with narcissism was that I didn't even know it was narcissism. I thought it was normal. The way my family talked to each other, basically, here, I'll give you my definition of narcissism. In a nutshell, it's a system gone wrong where the parents put their feelings before the child. I just thought that was normal. So up to a point, but then I started questioning it. There's something wrong here. And so having had a lot of experience with narcissists, both within my family and in the friendship circle and in various relationships, I soon learned that there was a pattern going on there. And then I got very interested in where that pattern came from and what the blueprint was behind it. And so I was always a kind of a causal thinker. I was more interested in, why is this the way it is? Why are people constantly choosing the same dynamics? Why are they constantly being tripped up by certain insults and certain treatment? So this was an evolution. Back in 2002, I was taking a Kabbalah course.
That's so funny. Yeah. I took Kabbalah as well.
You did?
I did. I studied Kabbalah for a couple of years, actually, in like 2005 to 2007, somewhere around in there.
Okay, well, interestingly enough, I started doodling a little solution to healing global disconnect, and it was following the creation model, creation, destruction, reintegration. And so it became my mind map. And it was meant to heal global disconnect. Never did I think that it would be my psychological model. And I had a plan to launch this global project called Join the Human Race, Healing Global Disconnect. And it didn't quite turn out that way because I didn't have the budget to launch a global project. I didn't know how to do it. And so I thought, okay, it's an interesting model. I think I'll try it on my patients on the micro level. And that's where the mind map, that's how the mind map was born. And then the specialty of narcissism evolved because I didn't really know that so many people were injured in this way until I started getting call after call after call, and then the popularity about narcissism, covert narcissism, overt narcissism grew. And then by then people were saying, I'm a mess. I don't know what happened, but I feel completely diminished. What can I do to heal?
Yeah, I mean, narcissists literally suck the life out of you. I mean, they literally are like leeches.
Yes. I call it the vampiring effect.
Yeah. I didn't even realize that until I was dealing with narcissists of my own, but I literally, one in particular that I had to deal with, I felt like was literally draining the life out of me.
Yes.
And I said, it's like a leech, but I had not, I didn't even have the vocabulary to go, oh, it's an energy vampire or it's this or it's that. I hadn't studied anything about narcissism yet. I just knew that that's how I felt.
Well, over time I developed a vocabulary, and the vocabulary includes words like psychovirus and the vampiring effect and the double dungeon of darkness, where you cannot turn to your mother, you cannot turn to your father. So basically you're checkmated in your emotions. And so you start degenerating because you don't have the inner strength. You don't have the core sense of self. As you were talking about earlier, you were talking about how this empty shell needs to be fed all the time. So the parents are supposed to do that in the first phase of life. And if that's not done, there's this hollowness and emptiness. And I call it a double dungeon of darkness because how we form our core sense of self, we blueprint off of our parents. They're supposed to give us eye contact, skin contact, attunement, mirroring, breastfeeding, etc. And if we don't get those elements, I call it psychological nutrients. If we don't get those psychological nutrients, then we're not really building that core sense of self. And if we don't have anybody to turn to, then we will start borrowing energy, that vampiring that takes place. And we borrow people's energy because we don't want to, the person doesn't want to collapse inside. And so that's where the other person will feel sucked dry.
And it's such a beautiful way of describing it because they just have this little inner fragile ego that they need to, they just feel like they need to constantly feed externally with this narcissistic supply. And that's how they do it. By pulling it from other people, but it's this black hole. It can never be filled.
That's correct. Right.
And they can never heal. I mean, they can't be rehabilitated.
They can't. What I'm finding is that most people will fire their therapist because they don't want to go there. They don't want to go into the hole in the soul. They've survived that way. It's a very, very difficult journey because you have to awaken or develop empathy. Without empathy, you can't truly connect to another human being. And so when empathy has been burned out of your system, or never even taught as a model, then you're operating on a whole new level. Then it's power and control. So you don't have faith in human connection. So if you don't have faith in human connection, let's buy some pretty objects. Let's play with people. Let's use this person or that person to muster up a sense of self. So it's a really, really ugly game. And it ends up breaking down into chaos, defenses, and then the final breakdown, because systems that are not sustainable, as you know, they collapse.
Yeah, and that's the discard phase.
That's the discard phase, correct.
Yeah. Right. And during the discard phase, you still see them coming back and love bombing and all that sort of thing, because the love bomb is really a methodology of control that they use.
Yeah, because they just want to put you in formaldehyde. They want you up on the shelf, and then they want Betty or Larry or Henry or whoever all up there waiting for them to reconnect. Because as you mentioned, the other side of the coin is that they often pair with empaths. They often pair with people who have been injured at a causal level, and they too have not received the emotional supplies from their parents, and they have abandonment issues. So when you pull up their abandonment issues, they're very, very ready to hang on again or reconnect with a toxic tie, because love in any form in this particular dynamic is better than no love at all. So they will play on that, and it is really, really disastrous for the person who is involved with the narcissist, because it's a never-ending game until somebody intercepts the game and pulls the plug on the lies and systems gone wrong that make up for this entire dance.
Absolutely. So you have developed this incredible mind map that you created for healing. And I wanted to go through it because I think it's really genius what you've put together. And
thank you.
If people use it in, working with you or somebody from your team, yeah, you actually say that they can see results within 12 weeks.
The mind map is designed to take place in 10 sessions.
Ten sessions.
And then there's usually a little bit of follow-up. So you're not wrong with the 12 weeks. Sometimes I like to spread it out so that they recontact me a couple of weeks after the 10 weeks, or maybe 3 weeks later. So in essence, the mind map is a from through to model. From the past and the encodings of the past, through dismantling the here and now and the effects on the psyche, to healing, reconnecting, and paradigm shifting out of the mess. So that's the game plan. Takes place in 10 sessions. Unlike traditional therapy, the sessions are very, very, specific. So session number one, no mystery. We're going to talk about childhood wounds and how the individual was wounded by the blueprint, mom, dad. I call it the cause. Mom and dad are the cause. Now I want to distinguish cause from fault, because this is multi-generational. So it's important to know that the parents also psychologically inherited their bad blueprint and passed it along to the people, to us, everybody, multi-generationally, because nobody comes out of childhood wound-free. It's just impossible. And so we've got to locate it at that level. So the five childhood wounds are physical abuse, sexual abuse, verbal abuse, neglect, and control smothering. And these wounds affect people in different ways. So by going back into that area and discovering who done it, what happened, and what age, people then have an idea of why they're feeling what they're feeling. And then we have to go back into the amygdala, which is the reaction to the wounds, because all of this material is unconscious. And that's why cognitive behavioral therapy is not enough, because it merely addresses the cognitions, which are the conscious messages that we store in panel three, which are the encodings. But what is often missed is the preverbal, the unconscious material, which is what the baby is absorbing, and the subtle messages that they're incorporating into the fiber of their being. So if a mother neglects the child, or the child is not mirrored or attuned to them, the child may go inward because it doesn't have the ability to call themselves out, because that's the parent's job. So imagine the messages going on here, not cognitive, but definitely received. I'm not lovable. I'm not wanted. I'm not important. I don't matter. I'm not effectual. There's this hopelessness. I'm uncomfortable. The amygdala is reacting because there are no words here. So the baby's crying. The baby is having stomach aches and muscle tension. And then eventually learned helplessness. Martin Seligman learned helplessness. The baby realizes that he or she has no agency in the world.
Coming up, more on Get Over It, How to Heal from Narcissistic Abuse with Dr. Judy Rosenberg.
So the very thing that triggered the individual, I don't matter, I suck, I'm stupid, I'm incompetent, I'm never going to be good enough, all of that stuff gets literally dismantled, and it's pinned back to the cause. It goes back to the cause. This is not the message. This is not my message. This is a message that was blueprinted. It's inauthentic. It's based on a lie. We're releasing the emotional toxicity. So if a person with narcissistic personality dynamics comes along and demeans or devalues, tries to destroy, that panel 3 is now no longer active. We have dismantled the bomb so they can press and press and press as much as they want. And no reaction.
Is there something preventing you from having the happiness that you want or from achieving your goals? BetterHelp Online Counseling can start helping you today. It's a safe, private online environment, and you're matched with your own licensed professional therapist. It's all online, so no uncomfortable waiting rooms. They have therapists in all areas, including depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, trauma, anger, family conflicts, even grief. Anything you share is confidential, and it's affordable. And in fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. I want you to start living a happier life today. As a listener, you get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/breakingfree. Join 1 million people taking charge of their mental health. Again, that's betterhelp.com/breakingfree.
Are you struggling with how to negotiate and win? Maybe you're dealing with a personality that's particularly challenging, like a narcissist or other high conflict personality, and you're feeling powerless. Make sure to download my free Win My Negotiation cheat sheet at www.winmynegotiation.com.
Take a listen to our archive, where you can learn more about how to move on and heal from narcissistic abuse in interviews such as Moving On, How to Get Over the Narcissist with Joanna Kleinman.
We want to be loved. We want to be respected. We want to, you know, be in a relationship with somebody, whether it's a friend or whether it's a romantic relationship, right? We want to feel good in that relationship. And so what happens for many people is that they're looking for that other person to, in some way, make them feel important, valued, loved, right? Now, here's the problem. When you're dealing with a narcissist, you're dealing with a fundamentally broken human, and you are attached to how they're treating you.
And now we return to today's show.
The encoding is, I'm powerless. I have no meaning in life. I'm not lovable. I'm not good enough. I don't matter. these are the lies that we have to identify, because what happens in childhood is the baby will identify with how the parents see them, because we see ourselves in the eyes of our mothers and fathers. That's how we self-define. And if we don't have a very good mirror that we're staring at, we're in trouble. So then this sets the person up for what I call the WTF, or the what the Freud. Okay, so here comes a partner, let's say. And that partner is somebody that reminds them of the injury of not mattering. And at first, they feel that they've conquered the not mattering part because they're being love bombed. Wow, finally, somebody thinks I'm mattering. And so I think I'll pair myself with this individual. And pretty soon, those little crumbs of mattering become very, very intermittent. And as we know, intermittent reinforcement is the most powerful reinforcement schedule of all, because if I receive a crumb, wow, that's really special, as opposed to lots of regular reinforcements and what I call is a secure attachment, because people who are injured are used to insecure attachment. And so by conquering the person that treats them like mom or dad, they're going back into the repetition principle, and they're trying to win the game that they didn't win then, and they'll never win this round. And then they go down into chaos because they get re-triggered, and then they try to defend themselves. And this is where the drug, sex, rock and roll comes in, and whatever else they do. Some people cut themselves. Some people
this is self-flagellation.
Yeah, they opt out of life. Some people defend by watching porn or being on the cell phone all day, and there's just so many creative ways that people defend themselves. And at the end of that game, they break down. There's that blowout. There's that final, you know, the final discard or the final breakdown where they're suicidal or they're homicidal. This could be an explode also. It doesn't have to necessarily be an implode. So what do we do when we can't hold our feelings? We're either imploding and destroying ourselves, or we're projecting and exploding onto other people.
And a lot of people are just stuck in there, stuck on in that level, and they never get. So I just want to kind of to give people a picture of what you're describing. You have this mind map, and we're going to go ahead and make sure we show it on the video. But for the people who are listening versus on the podcast, I want to just kind of give them a visual. It's 9 boxes. Is her mind map, and so just picture 9 boxes, kind of like a Brady Bunch sort of look, and the top row is your past, and that's where you talk about your wound, reaction, and encoding, which you just described, and that middle row is your current, your where you are now, and that's your chaos, your defenses, and your breakdown or breakthrough.
Correct.
And then you take people through each one of these things so that they have to actually spend time understanding what their wounds are, how they've reacted to them, what their encoding is. Like you actually take them through this so they understand how they ended up where they are today. And then now we're getting into the third row, which is the last 3 boxes, which is your paradigm shift, your healing, and unity. So why don't we go through those? So they've gone to their breakdown and breakthrough. And so
I just want to back up for a moment to the breakdown, breakthrough.
Sure.
The breakthrough is actually the release of the psychological toxins. It's very important that they get in touch with the cause and hold energetically responsible the injurers. And we do that through a series of truth conversations. And in the truth conversations, they get to actually express all the range of emotions that they were not able to express to their their primary caregivers, usually mother or father. Now, please know, audience, that I'm not advising people to call mommy or daddy and give them a lowdown of what they did to you. This is something that would re-injure the person, because if you're dealing with narcissistic parents, they don't have the empathy to heal. The hurter can't be the healer. So it's a bad choice to call your parents and try to work this through with them. So what we do is we work it out in the therapeutic environment so that they get to release these toxins, process everything, identify the lies as opposed to identify with the lies. Then they can start moving into the paradigm shift. The paradigm shift is where they are now aware of their cracked lens of perception, which is all the lies and the patterns that they bought into. And now they're seeing clearly, their boundaries are more defined. And I refer to the biological model of the permeable and the non-permeable and the semi-permeable model. The permeable is more the borderline features where people don't have the boundaries and they can't set limits and they don't have the self-esteem. And then the non-permeable are more the narcissists and the paranoids. They're walled off. And then the semi-permeable are the people who are able to vet, who can come into their inner circle or their medium circle. They can vet what's healthy for them, what's not healthy for them. And then they can choose appropriate growth partners. They could choose synergistic partners, because it then becomes not a one plus one is less than two or even less than one formula, which is the vampiring effect. It becomes a new game of life where the one plus one is now a greater than two. It's a synergistic effect. So now people are taught to pair with growth partners, whether they be business partners or marital partners or friendship partners, relationship partners, doesn't matter. It's the one plus one is greater than two phenomenon, and that's the new game of life. And then they get to encode what is going to support that particular system gone right. Because remember, we're turning the system gone wrong around 180 degrees, and now the encoding becomes, well, what are you putting in your mouth? Is that evolving you or is that devolving you? Is that friendship evolving you or is that friendship demeaning, devaluing, and destroying you? Is that choice in education authentic to you? Do you really want to become an attorney or a psychologist or what is authentic to you? So this is where it becomes real, where people are choosing and encoding, and now they are, quote, the cause of part two of their life. And now they're able to basically construct their own world. Who do you want in your world? What kind of food do you want to eat? What kind of people are enhancing you? What kind of colors do you want to surround yourself with?
Well, and I would even add to that is, like, I call it your inner head trash, you know, that little little idiot that lives inside of your brain that says you're not good enough in some way. You know, I when I was kind of dealing with this whole paradigm shift myself years ago, yeah. I had to like retrain my brain, like, who's having that thought? Is it the idiot? Or is it the person that I'm creating myself to be?
Correct.
Is it the new person? And exactly. Distinguishing where that old thought pattern is actually coming from. And if it's true, you know, look for evidence in reality. You know, is it true? You know, most of us, I think, have this syndrome that, and it's kind of cliche, but it's true that if you did a talk in front of 100 people in the room, mm-hmm. and 99% of them said you were amazing and yeah. it was the best talk they ever heard,
right.
and one person says you sucked, you're going to go home and think about the one person who said you sucked the whole entire time.
And so this is the difference between cognitive behavioral therapy and affirmations. We're actually dismantling panel three. So the very thing that triggered the individual. I don't matter. I suck. I'm stupid. I'm incompetent. I'm never going to be good enough. All of that stuff gets literally dismantled, and it's pinned back to the cause. It goes back to the cause. This is not the message. This is not my message. This is a message that was blueprinted. It's inauthentic. It's based on a lie. We're releasing the emotional toxicity. So if a person with narcissistic personality dynamics comes along and demeans or devalues, tries to destroy, that panel three is now no longer active. We have dismantled the bomb so they can press and press and press as much as they want and no reaction. And that's how you step out of the game of dancing with the narcissist. You dismantle the whole system. And so they walk away because it's not interesting to you anymore. You don't beg and plead that they see you differently or, no, I'm not stupid. No, I'm not ugly. Come on. Don't you think I'm beautiful? Please love me. So that whole game is shot.
Because you already know that you have internal value. You know, you've created that internal feeling. I mean, we all are inherently valuable. We just don't feel it.
Right. And so it's really a matter of dismantling something that people are very unconscious of. They've been set up to do this. It's sort of like kind of like a grooming. They've been groomed to think this way. They've been groomed to be taken advantage of. And once you shine the truth light on all these aspects, then it loses its power. It's kind of like the Dorothy. Once the curtain is pulled back from the wizard, okay, or Toto does it, the truth dog. Toto, the truth dog, pulls back the curtain, and there's this silly old man manipulating the levers, creating this Land of Oz, and it's just an illusion. And that's what people get to experience in the process of the mind map system. It's their parents' creation. It's been a multi-generational creation, and it has nothing to do with their authentic self. And once this is exposed, they can start to grow.
So beautiful. What an incredible tool you have created. Thank you. So brilliant. Where can people find out more about you?
They can go to psychologicalhealingcenter.com, and everyone is welcome to a free PDF copy of my book, Be the Cause, Healing Human Disconnect. And you can also purchase it on Amazon. I have a few videos that people can purchase. One is the 9-panel mind map system to healing that I created, and it is a complete A through Z. Goes with the reading, and I go through each and every aspect of the mind map. So it makes it really, really simple. And then I have a grand star in the show, I want everybody to know. And that is my grandson at age 4. He broke down the mind map from a child's point of view. Amazing. And I did not put the words in his mouth. And
amazing.
I'll just give you a hint to panel 1, 2, 3. Panel 1 is the boo-boo grandma. And then panel 2 is the boo-boo hurts. And panel 3 is you think you're bad. And that's straight up from
amazing.
A 4-year-old.
Amazing. So, yeah. Amazing. And actually, if you go to psychologicalhealing.com, you can also get a free copy of her mind map as well.
Yeah. Psychological Healing Center.
Psychologicalhealingcenter.com. And you also have a YouTube channel. Tell us about that.
Very fun. Very fun name. Very serious topics. It's called Dr. Judy WTF with the Freud. And it was inspired by Sigmund Freud because Dr. Freud talks about the repetition compulsion. And if we do not make the unconscious conscious, we're doomed to repeat it. And the mind map is meant to intercept that system gone wrong and turn this repetition, compulsion, broken record thing, and move it along, process, dismantle, heal. So please do subscribe to my channel, and you can download a copy of the mind map, and all of this is in my book. And then I also have the Peaceful Healing Dialogue, which is a great way of negotiating with people so that you get your point across and you don't keep saying you and break the bond. Where you have a chance at really ingesting and digesting what the other person is saying and create a bridge, an empathic bridge, and prevent a breakdown.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. This has been so wonderful, and I think it's going to help so many people. I really appreciate you coming by and talking about all of these things with us.
Very, very appreciative of you for having me on your show. Thank you.
Thanks for stopping by and listening to this episode of Negotiate Your Best Life. I'm Rebecca Zung. Check back next Monday for more inspirational pearls of wisdom. And if you enjoyed today's podcast, I'd love if you would give it a 5-star rating and tell me what you liked in a review on iTunes. Also, be sure to grab your winning negotiation cheat sheet at winmynegotiation.com. And remember, today is a perfect day to start negotiating your best life.